Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming on like a battering ram against the New World Order, crashing to the lies and disinformation, defending free humanity from the forces of the New World Order crime syndicate, the dehumanizers. We've got Michael Rivero joining us in a few minutes right now. Who's up first? Catherine in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. For people who are job hunting at this time, what are there types of businesses that are more stable or less effective than others? Or on the other side, are there some that are the worst and stay away from?
Well, I mean, the computer industries, even the customer service industries, the trade industries have been dominated by the illegal alien hordes by design. The big thing is a trade. If you're a carpenter, you can still get some jobs, or a dentist or a nurse. Those are places that are in high demand. Plumbers are still in high demand. You know, people that service the economy that haven't been totally taken over by illegal aliens yet. There's still some sectors there. The big thing is living in smaller houses, living in rural areas if you can, not buying all the junk and the trinkets. The big thing is changing how you live, not eating out, you know, three nights a week, learning to live more simply, learning to value things that really matter, like information and family and community. Developing community, having neighbors and friends you can trust is worth more than $1 million in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Is legal field's pretty bad, isn't it?
Well, more lawyers graduated in the last, 6 years than there were in practice, and that number is online to be eclipsed even again. And so I would say, actually, in this litigious society, you might be able to get some work as a paralegal or I wouldn't advise. I mean, just do whatever you want. I'm not a full-on expert on all the job fields, but take it for what it's worth.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. John in Texas, you're on the air, John.
Alex.
Yes.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I want to make a couple comments. And the first comment I want to make is that when I see the president speak and I watch the news coverage about terrorism, I see very little effort to discuss why these terrorists hate us so much and what is the core reason that they seek to do us harm. I don't see the major media explaining this very much. And then there's absolutely no efforts to try to negotiate with the terrorists.
Well, that's, sir, that's even if you believe the official story that most terrorism is really organic and truly happening from, you know, some cave. Most terrorism is government engineered. All spectacular terrorism is state sponsored against itself.
Okay, that was my first comment, and I'll make a quick second comment. Back in the early 90s, the Reverend Pat Robertson wrote a book called The New World Order, and he outlined these groups. They seek to dominate, control the world, and he drops bombshell after bombshell about everything from the Russian coup to Saddam Hussein.
And then they tried to take his TV network, so he flipped, and now he says thumb scanning and microchips are good.
Right. I just wondered why he's never spoken out about 9/11, and he's been very quiet and an advocate, a very vocal supporter of Bush and Israel. And it's like
they started talking about all his racehorses. They started talking about his diamond mines and gold mines, slave run in Africa, and they almost took his TV network away from him under tax exemption, so he rolled over very nicely.
All right. That was my two comments I wanted the public to hear.
Anything else, sir?
I just want to say I'm a new subscriber to PrisonPlanet.com, and thanks for the good work.
What did you think of the news of how the microphones in your computers are listening to you?
Well, I wasn't aware of that, so it's really new to me, so I guess I'm still absorbing that information, and I haven't really digested it all yet.
Yeah, it's real, and it's a big deal, and I would hope that we'd all start really thinking about it consciously. Thanks for the call. And examining your cable boxes, do they have a little hole in the front of them? Call up the cable company. Go online. Look up that cable box number, manufacturing number, model number, and then go online. I'll bet you my bottom dollar you can find the manual for it, and you can read about the microphone that's listening to you. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For the next hour, Michael Rivero is our guest. We're extremely honored to have him with us. I want to get into the latest 9/11 information that's coming out. I want to talk about the situation with Iran. The former president of Iran saying he doesn't think the U.S. and Israel and England will attack. I don't know if that's the case. Certainly that's good news. We can always hope. We're talking about the probability of a government staged terror attack. I've said I've seen a confluence of events telling me this is the prime time for this to happen up until now, until late October. By getting the word out, though, we may be able to back them off. So hope, pray, but most importantly, take action. God helps those that help themselves. But out of the gates, because I know he's a computer guy himself, I wanted to get Michael Rivero's take on a Register article that we have up on PrisonPlanet.com. He, of course, is the head honcho, writer, webmaster for the great site WhatReallyHappened.com, one of the premier sites, been out there really the longest of the muckraking sites we know of, back during the Vince Foster days, cutting their teeth on that. Michael Rivero, we know TiVo tracks what we watch and creates digital algorithms and psychological profiles. We know digital cable boxes do. We know the Internet does. We already knew they were putting a lot of microphones standard on new PCs and laptops. Now Google admits they're moving to use that to, quote, listen to what you do, but breaking it into keywords, and they say, so don't worry, it doesn't violate your privacy. Amazing spin to just openly announce they're going to start listening to us and even using the cameras to watch us, picking up what we watch on TV, what we say in our homes, to then, quote, tailor advertising. That's one side of the sword. And then the other, of course, and so this is bugging of your home. The other is, of course, sale of data to the government. We know Google has moved in with NASA at one of their bases for, quote, research. Michael Rivero, I want to talk high-tech surveillance and how they're trying to break us or sack us in like you break a horse with, oh, it's just Al-Qaeda calls to the U.S., new poll out, the American people saying, okay, 51%, we're for that then if it's just Al-Qaeda calls. They don't know we're being introduced to warrantless surveillance because they want to openly use this grid they put in. I want to get your take on it.
Well, obviously, if they're saying we're only going to listen to Al-Qaeda, how do they know it's Al-Qaeda unless they're listening first? So it's one of those slippery slopes. Well, you know, we're going to have to listen to everybody to make sure they're not Al-Qaeda will be the next thing that we're told. As far as the microphones in the computers, that is not a recent thing. There have been microphones installed on motherboards, as a matter of course, going back for quite some years now. When you plug in an external microphone, those are disconnected. Yes, it's possible to reach into a computer remotely and turn on the microphone and read back what is there if the appropriate spyware or hooks in the operating system are already in existence.
And Google now it says is the main seller and owner and provider of the software, and that's what they're saying. They're building these doors into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a thing about a year ago where there were certain ways to construct a Google search Boolean so that you could find active webcams and just log in and see what was on them anywhere in the world. And, of course, that...
So let's be clear. This is already going on to the point where private citizens could hack in and look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, while the original intent for it is marketing research and trying to tailor advertising to the individual users so that advertising dollars go further, the potential for misuse is certainly there. And
Still, Michael, I mean, even if you believe the official story that obviously they're going to make Big Brother profitable off of the market research, still, would you allow a marketing thing to come by your house for free and stick a microphone in your house? You'd freak out.
No,
you'd call the police.
Not. Absolutely not. The privacy issues are definitely need to be paying attention to. I take steps with my computer. I don't have a webcam, I have the microphone, explicitly disconnected, just because I don't want somebody, listening into my conversations with my business clients, for example. And that's an aspect that really not enough attention is paid to. It isn't just the looking, through your window, so to speak, at night.
Most NSA is for stealing market data to give to allied crime companies.
Yeah, very much so. There was a scandal in Seattle a few years ago involving the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit, or Economic Conference, rather, where U.S. intelligence agencies were bugging conference attendees not to fight crime or anything, but they were stealing business signal secrets. They were carrying out corporate espionage and taking the information and giving it to politically favored crony companies to give them an advantage in various negotiations. So this kind of thing goes on all the time. And the more that corporations can get inside your computer, the more they can find out what your business is up to, and they make money off of your work and your products.
Yeah, what it came out 6 years ago that with the Microsoft operating system, it was sending back all these messages and billions a day. And when Microsoft got asked, they said, oh, that's just a malfunction. We don't know where all your personal data is going. Pure bull.
Yeah, absolutely. There was the scandal about the NSA key that was found when Microsoft accidentally released a version of the operating system that still had the debugging tools still in it. And it was found out that in the encryption infrastructure inside the operating system, there was a specific key labeled NSA key, which basically was thought that the NSA had arranged with Microsoft, possibly in exchange for backing down off the antitrust lawsuit, to have these little back doors put into every computer.
Well, we have the Telecommunications Act of 96, where they publicly said all cell phones would track you down to 3 feet and be able to audibly tune in and listen to you with keyword software, and everybody denied it, even though it was in industry publications, and then October 1st, 2001, they went ahead and announced it.
Yeah, they did, and the other thing to keep in mind is the encryption key that is on the cell phone is deliberately weakened, so that a brute force search with the appropriate equipment can quickly find the encryption key and allow your phone conversations to be heard. And there's nothing new in this. Going back to World War II, at the end of World War II, the U.S. and British governments were making presents of captured German Enigma machines to all of our allies without telling them that we had figured out how to read the message traffic from it. And more recently, there was a scandal in Europe with a company called Crypto AG, which was manufacturing a modern version of the Enigma. And there was a scandal when it was found out that the NSA had bribed the owner of the company with quite a huge amount of money to deliberately install in the machines a back door so that the NSA could read traffic encoded on these systems.
And, folks, this is so bad. This is so bad that when you're in France, my dad got a tour of their famous underground systems, just the areas he was allowed to see a few years ago. The French government does all of its real communications by the air tubes, just like when you're at the bank, when you send that little air canister through, because they know through InfoPol 9 and Echelon everything's being scanned and listened to. But what does the U.S. government do? 90-something percent of all of the government's phone traffic and security, and all, it's like 90-plus percent of Americans' phone ID, caller ID systems are run by an Israeli company that's known Mossad. You want to talk about that, Mike?
Yeah, that's a real major threat to our information security as a nation. We have, in fact, two of the companies, Converse, Infosys, and Amdocs, were at the heart of the Israeli spy scandal, which was just starting to explode when 9/11 happened. And it began when various police agencies were carrying out investigations of Israeli drug dealing, and the investigations kept getting blown. And what they found out was that the drug criminals were getting the message traffic, text messages, phone traffic information between the police officers and their undercover informants, and that they were getting this information out of these Israeli companies that were tracking all the phone billing data. That's Amdocs. And then there's Converse Infosys, which is contracted by the U.S. government to install the phone tapping equipment that you were mentioning earlier that automates the process of listening in on any phone call in
the
U.S.
Yeah, they put the hubs with the $9 billion spent by the feds in all the phone companies.
Absolutely, and of course this company, for quote-unquote maintenance reasons, still has access to all of these systems, which means they can log in and use it to do their own eavesdropping. And there are some people who believe that this was the means by which Israel was able to make tape recordings of Bill Clinton's phone sex with Monica Lewinsky that was used as a means to pressure him to get the FBI to call off the hunt for Israel's top agent in the White House. In fact, it's even detailed in Kenneth Starr's report that the phone sex with Monica Lewinsky had been taped, and that it was in play as a means of pressuring Bill Clinton.
Now, let's put all this into context. Bush says he needs the NSA to spy on us to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. But we know that the NSA did flag the chatter of the government decoys out creating this history, this ledger, and that every time the NSA tried to direct Army intelligence, Defense intelligence, FBI, or CIA to apprehend the, quote, hijackers, they were told to back off. So the government had a two-edged sword. Different compartments were actually picking up the chatter, but then they'd use other compartments in government to surveil other agents to then tell them to back off their own agents.
Yeah, that's the problem. When you're creating a legend for a black op like this, the legend is going to get picked up, and you have to have key players in place that will fend off any response to the legend being created. There was also a scandal within the FBI where agents had detected this activity going on, and they submitted requests for investigation, for warrants, and so forth. Their superiors rewrote them so that the warrants would be denied and basically ended the investigation at that point. So, yeah, this was very obviously whoever was behind 9/11 definitely were enjoying the protection of the U.S. government. And I think what illustrates that most of all was in Carl Cameron's four-part news story on the Israeli spy ring that we were just talking about. They mentioned that there was a link from these arrested Israeli spies to 9/11, but that the evidence for it had been classified by the United States government. So here you have supposedly the worst act of terror ever committed on the U.S. soil. You've got evidence that directly links intelligence agents of a foreign government to it, and this evidence is being classified by the U.S. government at the same time they're waving 19 Arab names all over the TV set.
And now to manage all of this from blowing sky high, they put a known Mossad agent, Benjamin Chertoff, a double nationality, in control of the new American Gestapo.
Yeah, absolutely, and it is alarming how many of these very heavily pro-Israeli, Israel-influenced individuals are now in these key positions to try and keep the lid on it. And, you know, the good news is it's not working, because as of the last Scripps-Howard poll and the last Zogby poll, we have more than one-third, almost one-half of Americans are now convinced that...
Stay there, got to break.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words: everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do some kind of way out of here.
Came out a month ago. The top air marshals blew the whistle to federal authorities that they're ordered to put innocent families on terror list. They're ordered to basically have quotas, and then if you have a digital camera on a plane, if you get up too much to go to the bathroom, anything, you are put on the list, and for the rest of your life, we're in a terrorist database. They search you on the side of the highway. It's always because we're in a post-9/11 world, and then Israel openly is in control of the NSA snooping hubs that were put in. They're hooked in right into the NSA control systems. Michael Rivero, you were saying there was some good news before we got cut off by that hard break. Go ahead.
Well, there have been a lot of polls over the last couple of years showing a continuing erosion of public faith in the government's version of what happened on 9/11. And I think for the most part the government has tended to dismiss the polls because most of them were online polls or from lesser-known polling organizations. But in the last couple of months there were two polls, one by Scripps Howard and one by the Zogby polling organization. Now these are highly respected names in the polling industry, and both of them showed that there has been a major increase in the number of people who no longer trust the government's version of what happened on 9/11. Scripps Howard came out with, I think, slightly more than one-third of Americans believe the U.S. government had some hand in the events
of 9/11. Yeah, it was 36, and the Zogby 42, but then the other questions in the Zogby as high as 68 believe there's a cover-up. The questions aren't now just cover-up. The questions are, is it an inside job? 36% believing inside job in the Scripps Howard News Service Ohio poll, 42% in the Zogby poll, then as high as 68% believing there's a cover-up.
Yeah, and you know, these two polls have really rattled the cage, so to speak, of the people in Washington, D.C., and that's why we're seeing, as we approach this fifth anniversary of 9/11, we're seeing a massive buildup of pro-government version
full-court
specials.
Full-court press.
And I would not be at all surprised if we were to, in the very near future, literally see laws passed making 9/11 doubt a crime.
By the way, that has been called for by five top neocons on radio and in print in the last 2 weeks, saying it is the same as Holocaust denial and should be banned.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not surprised that we're seeing that because they're very, very scared. They are losing the war for the minds of America. Radio shows like yours, websites like ours, we are, you know, we are winning. We are getting the truth out there. We are getting people to ask the questions the government cannot answer. And, you know, we are seeing this continued erosion of faith in the government. And it's not only a case of getting the truth out about 9/11, but as you were saying about deterring another staged terror attack and possibly deterring an invasion of Iran. Because I'm sure that
9/11 truth is spiking their entire operation. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's absolutely correct, because I'm sure they're sitting around the table saying, well, should we set off a nuclear bomb in Chicago and blame the Arabs for it? And there's going to be other voices at the table saying, wait a minute, you know, half of America, you know, knows we were behind New York. We can't try that again. You know, we're raising on a busted flush here. And the same thing with an invasion of Iran. All America knows that Bush lied about nuclear weapons in Iraq. Bush himself has now admitted Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. So what's he going to get traction on for a war in Iran? Nobody's going to back or support this.
But it's a catch-22, Michael Rivero, as you know well, one of the best minds in this movement I know. We're honored to have you. That as we continue to beat them, they almost have to stage an even bigger attack to hopefully try to gamble and smokescreen the last attack.
Well, you know, a game that's very popular among government types is called hearts. And there's a tactic in there called shoot the moon, where if you're sort of down, you go for a gamble of trying to get all of the I think it's the spades. I haven't played the game in a lot of years.
It's a gamble,
but
it's
an all or nothing gamble, and if you win, yes, you win everything. If you blow it, it can bury you so deep that you can never recover.
So it's a game of brinksmanship. We have to let them know with the loudest voice ever that we know they did it. That could cause them to back off. What do you see them doing after that then? Because they've got so many scandals that are really starting to gyrate.
Well, I think ultimately, and I hate to put it this way, but I hope this is going to be the outcome because it's the bloodless one, is that we're going to see the U.S. government collapse the way the old USSR did, just unable to maintain the fictions, unable to keep the faith of the people, because government is like a religion. It cannot survive if the people don't believe in it anymore.
Well, that's really it, though, Michael Rivero. A lot of academics out there are saying, we know 9/11 is an inside job, but we can't go public because it'll destroy our precious government. Our government's already been destroyed. It's already been hijacked. It's already been taken. All we can do is bring this thing down.
Yeah, is the government worth preserving and protecting when it is no longer working for the interests of the people?
Well, then
it's
a lot of other... Sure, stay there. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls and continue discussing this key point. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're not just in a race to save this country and hence the planet, because if we're fully seized, we'll be used as an engine for global domination and unbelievable pain and suffering and abuse, oppression. We're also in a race to save lives in this nation and in England. The main two targets, as well as Israel, the Israeli government may blow something up there quite large. Just don't count them out. But know that we're actually having an effect. We'll go back to Michael Rivero here in just a moment of whatreallyhappened.com. Then we'll go right to your calls here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, tonight's showing of Terror Storm has sold out. And tomorrow's showing is selling out quickly. Then, of course, there is a Thursday night showing, still a lot of tickets. But every event we've ever had has sold out here in Austin. So get your tickets for tomorrow night or the next night, or when I get back from New York Tuesday night. We're going to have one on Wednesday and Thursday. Get your tickets at Infowars.com by linking through to the Secure Safe ticket shopping cart there at the Alamo Drafthouse website. Great, brand-new, beautiful theater, stadium seating. We want to see you there. And even if you can't get into the theater tonight, you can drop by and say hi, and I'll be there with the documentary films at a table inside the theater, inside the main foyer. All over the country, all over the world, especially foreign purchasers, we now just use exclusively UPS internationally. We've dumped USPS because of all the problems. I shipped Paul Watson two DVDs of Terror Storm last week. It got there in 2 days. We ship all the international orders with two-day delivery now. So if you want to get Road to Tyranny, you want to get Masters of Terror, you want to get Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, or my new film Terror Storm, go to Infowars.com and order the videos off the Secure Safe online shopping cart. We have huge discounts on my films when you get multiple copies, as low as $5.95 and some of the special package rates we've got. And your purchase makes this broadcast possible. We also carry a lot of other books and videos by other wonderful researchers and documentary filmmakers. So, again, the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or get a 15-cent-a-day monthly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. Michael Rivero, and folks, you know I don't say this about most guests. I mean it when I say it about Mike. We're right on the same page. Great political mind. He's been doing this since the early 1990s, exposing corruption, and had his website since the mid-1990s, one of the first out there. We see the big polls coming out, Scripps Howard News Service also saying that the public distrust and hates the government, both parties. Normally you just see them hating one party, being fooled by the false left-right paradigm, that tag team, the globalists, pull on us. The people at over 80% distrust and hate the government. Congress has a, 18% approval rating. Cheney has a 14% approval rating. Bush has a 30% approval rating. The Democrats have an incredibly low approval rating. For the first time in modern history, the media is even openly panicking. CNN reported a few months ago that the mainstream media is dead, that people aren't tuning into them anymore. They admitted in a mea culpa that they no longer control the culture. They admit the alternative media has wrested control away from them, and that we are truly independent with a million different voices out there. They are panicking on every front. I think they miscalculated with their hubris, and I think it's time for patriots, truth seekers, whatever you want to call us, to realize we have a chance to win this thing. And it's those of us, myself and Michael Rivero and countless others, who were the deep invading special forces troops. We literally parachuted into enemy lines decades ago. We began attacking enemy lines when everyone was laughing at us and calling us names, and the threats and the retribution and the things we went through physically in our businesses. And we are still in greater danger than ever. But we are spawning more and more people. You are now spawning more and more leaders. And I think, Michael Rivero, a lot of people have to get ready for us to win. That doesn't mean all evil will be gone or there won't be corruption in government, but for the most aggressive, virulent forms of current government tyranny, they're all out gamble failing. How do you see this breaking down, and you know, how do we give people hope out there that we can turn this thing around?
Well, first and foremost, I think, keep pointing to those polls that show more and more people are beginning to realize what's been going on. Second of all, I always encourage everybody to talk about what they're thinking and feeling with everybody else, because one of the illusions the government tries to keep over us is that anybody who doubts and asks questions is all alone, nobody would agree with them, and so everyone stays silent. So you can have 20 people in a room who all know the government did 9/11, but they won't speak out because they're all standing there imagining the other 19 people are all totally on board the government version of events. But when you start talking out, when you start speaking out and talking to your friends, you're going to find out you're not alone, that a lot of people share your doubts.
You're right.
And you're going to give other people the courage to speak out. And that is really the most important thing. Ultimately, and again, I said this is the way I hope it will go, we're going to see the U.S. government go the way of the USSR. It'll just reach a point where it cannot sustain its debts anymore, it cannot sustain the lies anymore, and it will simply crumble. and that we will transition to a new nation with an absolute minimum of bloodshed. That is really the best course. There are some other potentials out there which I would prefer did not happen. But clearly we're on our way to a crisis and it's going to happen soon.
Really, the final illusion is, you know, that the national media is still dominant, so people watching it still feel like they're the minority, and you're right, don't know that we are the majority. I mean, when you've got 80%+ of the people not trusting the government, knowing both parties are corrupt now, and around half the people, and I believe those poll numbers are even higher, knowing it's an inside job, we have reached critical mass. Right now is the crossroads, and I, Michael, let's go ahead and do this now and then go to calls. I want to hear your analysis. I'm here with bated breath. What do you think the bad scenarios are, and what do you think right now the percentage of those bad scenarios playing out is?
Well, the bad scenarios would be that we would have a new civil war in this country, which, you know, obviously would very much like to avoid that.
Which they're prepared for, by the way, but I think they'll fail in that, too. But go ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, the federal government is clearly making preparations in the event of a popular uprising, with containment camps. There are continuing and renewed efforts to disarm the American population or at least confine them to ineffective weapons that the government is already prepared to basically deal with. That's definitely the worst outcome is a new civil war, and it's going to be a very bad course to follow, even though ultimately I think the federal government would lose this one. And the reason I think that, and this is something to really consider carefully, our country is in a huge amount of debt. The government is in at least $14 trillion, maybe more debt. They're cooking the books to kind of hide it. But the U.S. economy is also home to trillions and trillions of dollars in foreign investment. Now, that investment is kept in the U.S. with the implied promise that if things go bad, the U.S. taxpayer will be made to cover the losses. This is what happened back in the 80s.
That's why the Supreme Court has ruled. That's why the Supreme Court has ruled we don't own our private property anymore. And openly in federal court, they have admitted that this is for IMF and World Bank loans. They are preparing, they've said, to take the pension funds, the land, everything.
Yeah, and they've been doing that actually going all the way back to the Nixon administration underneath the guise of the environmental movement. They have been taking huge areas of U.S. public land and setting them aside and locking them away as collateral. And but that's to cover the government loans. But with the private investors, the taxpayers, it's always been said, we'll get the taxpayers to cover your losses if something goes wrong. And that's what happened with the savings and loan disaster.
Yeah, that's what backs up. That's what backs up U.S. notes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And whereas that was a couple hundred billion, we're now talking about $14 trillion currently owed, and even the Dallas Morning News 3 years ago admitted that actual commitments were at $44 trillion. At that time, new numbers coming out are at over $90
trillion. Okay, but that's on the government side. I'm talking about private venture capitalization investment in U.S. companies.
They expect us to bail out these banks' investments.
That's exactly right, which we did before in the 80s. So here's the thing. If there is a popular uprising in the United States, it will not need to march into Washington, D.C. to win. All it will have to do is be seen to survive for long enough.
To bankrupt the global economy.
Yeah. Well, all these foreign companies are going to start pulling their money out of the U.S. banking system, and the whole banking system will come down and bring the government with it. So if there is a new civil war, I think that, you know, the central government is going to lose it. Because of the economic, the realities of our economy.
And I think they know that. That's why they try to wear black Darth Vader outfits that the feds have issued to all the police. That's why they try to strut around hitting their batons on their knees. It's a big joke. It's literally a paper tiger.
Yeah, very much so. It's all show and very little substance. Ultimately, there are 280 million Americans versus at most 1 million uniformed thugs. Working for the government, and I think push comes to shove, a lot of the people now in uniform would probably desert the U.S. government because they've seen the lies. There's a huge desertion AWOL problem in Iraq right now. There's a growing problem of soldiers in the U.S. simply refusing to show up for service.
How do you think the empire? How do you think the empire overplayed its hand?
I think the empire overplayed its hand, as you put it before. A lot of it was hubris. A lot of it was a tremendous faith in their own illusions and their own their own myth. And I think a big part of it was is that they definitely underestimated the impact of the internet and of radio shows like yours. They have been trying to play this game by the rules that worked for them back in the 50s at the height of the Cold War, when media was very much controlled and media was very much a one-way thing. And they've never quite got a grip on the truly interactive nature of the internet. And I think that's where they got caught short. They never really understood how it was going to change the equation.
And now they're coming out with Internet 2 and getting rid of net neutrality, but people are so addicted to a free web that that would cause a revolution right there.
I think it would, and the bottom line is whatever they do, and now that the wires are in place, anything that they do to try to control the net, people who really want the truth are going to find their way about it, even if they have to go back to fax machines like the Soviet Union did in the days of the Samizdat. The people know something has gone wrong.
Well, they're experts know this, though. Now I'm seeing, because, you know, they communicate with each other in the New York Times, the Washington Post, that I'm seeing them start to panic, which I don't really like, because I wish they would have continued being arrogant. I wish that hubris would have continued, because we were moving our forces into place that much quicker and that much better. But, man, I tell you, we're headed into some very serious times.
Yeah, I disagree with you, though. I think a little panic on their side is a good thing for us for two reasons. One, it means they're not planning their actions. They're just reacting, and that means they get reckless, they make mistakes. And more than that, there's a saying that I use at my website all the time, which is the fastest way to bring a dictator down is to force him to act like one where everybody can see it.
No, I agree with that, but at the same time, they were still making mistakes when they didn't figure out how much trouble they were in. I mean, I like being able to sneak up on the enemy and sneak attack them.
Well, I think they're making worse mistakes now, so you'll have plenty of fodder.
I agree, Michael Rivera. Okay, Stan, I was about to go to you, but you just hung up. Bill in Baltimore, you're on the air. Go ahead. Worldwide, sir.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I like to build all my computers from scratch, and last year I bought a laptop because I need a laptop in case I have to go and we have an emergency. I wanted to put a new operating system on it, and I suspected that they've been putting hidden partitions on these corporate computers that you buy, like some of the big companies.
Well, I mean, it's mainstream news. They've got microphones in them and are listening to you with NSA software.
So I went to format the computer, and I looked in it, and it had two partitions, and it was a 20-megabyte partition for the operating system and the computer, and a hidden 20-megabyte partition. I guess they could say it was for backups, but if you don't know the partition's there and you can't use it, why would it be good for backing things up? So I formatted both the partitions, and I reinstalled the operating system. My friend asked me to upgrade his computer. His was a Sony. Mine was an Acer. Had the exact same configuration, and it was about half of the hard drive was a hidden partition.
Yeah, for their marketing and their surveillance. But I want to make this clear. Michael, you might want to make this clear. We're not saying this might be happening. This is mainstream news. They're using cameras and microphones to listen to you with NSA keyword software that is then sold to other corporations and the government tunes in. It's the cell phones. It's the OnStar. It's everything. Michael Rivera?
Yeah, with regard to the computers and the hidden partitions on the disk, that has become a very common practice. Partly because Windows, for historical reasons, continues to be a very fragile operating system. What they have done is they literally put a backup system on the disk that the user cannot get to, so that they know what's on that partition is always pristine. But at the same time, of course, anything that they want to put on your computer that you might not be comfortable with is going to be in that hidden partition.
That way, when the government
expert to get at it.
Exactly. That way, when the government goes in remotely and puts something on your computer, it doesn't show up in your list of programs.
Yeah, very much so. There are ways to prevent that stuff from showing up even at the DOS level. That is by design. And it's not just the Windows machines. There was some noise going around a few years ago that the same thing had been done to the Macintoshes as well. So I'm like you. I build my computers from scratch these days. They're all white boxes. And more I'm running on open source Linux, so you have a lot more control over what software is on your critical machines. So while my business machines continue to be Windows, my personal equipment tends to be Linux.
Anything else, caller?
No, I have one computer that I can swap the hard drives on, and it runs on Linux. But if they wanted to add that, they could put a Trojan virus in Google Toolbar, and it would be very small, and they could turn those webcams on and do whatever they want.
Oh, no, Google says that's what they're doing, sir. Yeah. They actually own the driver for the listening software.
And 7-Eleven's got MasterCard, PayPass, RFID card readers in all their stores in Baltimore.
It's unbelievable. Thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate you holding. Evan in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
This is my first call.
Welcome.
I'm 17, so I'm really young. And basically, I have a few comments, and I think the best place to put them out there is on the air and express, you know, my freedom of speech. I'm trying to educate myself about the military-industrial complex, which they don't actually teach you about in school. And I have a hard time understanding why people are so thick-headed when it comes to the government. You know, people should not be afraid of their government, but people are. And I feel like, you know, no matter what we do, no one will listen. Even if this terrorist attack you talk about
doesn't
happen.
Well, sir, that's government media telling you they're not listening. They are listening. The people are listening.
Well, I realize people do recognize, you know, what the government is doing, and a vast majority of American people are stupid to the idea. You know.
Well, no, they don't have enough respect for themselves to tell their boss no. Okay, so they're not going to have enough. They're afraid, Michael.
Yeah, basically there's a lot of denial going on. Fortunately, it's becoming a minority problem. But there are people who don't want to know what the government is doing, because then they have to make a choice. Are they going to do something about it or not? And they don't want to admit themselves that they really don't have the courage to deal with a bad government.
Yeah,
so they desperately cling to any propaganda that comes along, and they treat anybody who questions that illusion, you know, as an enemy. It becomes an issue of faith, not of knowledge and rationality.
That's right. I feel the government isn't bad. I just can't believe it. I just stay there, Evan. I'll let you finish up, and we'll go to John and others. It's simple. The globalists thought they'd take America down. We're giving them a run for their money.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Rivero over a little bit into the next hour. We have another guest joining us as well, getting into 9/11. I want to talk a little bit about what's happening in the Middle East right now with Michael in the next segment. I just don't know if all of you out there realize what you're listening to. This is the defense of the Republic. This is the last-ditch effort to stop an international crime syndicate. I mean that when I say it, from taking us over. These people are ruthless criminals. They openly have said they're going to take your private property, your pension funds, everything. That's what police states are about. It's about empires, whether they're run by plutocracies or oligarchies or dictators, using the population as cannon fodder and domestic slaves. I am not a slave. The government is totally criminal. They can't take care of you. They won't take care of you. They sabotage New Orleans on purpose, blocking the aid, sabotaging police communications, just so they can hand out hundreds of billions of no-bid contracts to their buddies. Yeah, there's a term called wreckers. There were a lot of British and French towns, Italian towns, Spanish towns, where the town's main industry was having some rocks or a reef off the coast and putting up a fake lighthouse and trying to bring the ships in so they would, quote, wreck. They were known pirate towns. And that's what these elites are. I've actually traced them back reading very well-known, respected historical books. On, if you know the nautical history of the British, you know the whole system we're under now. That's the template. From mercantilism right through to wreckers, and you would have the local nobles authorizing the town to sit there and even try to get British shipping to wreck so they could then row out and steal all of the cargo. The New World Order wants to wreck America. They want to wreck Europe. They want to wreck Iraq. Order out of chaos. They wreck societies, and then they come in and pick up the pieces. They bomb countries into oblivion and then come give them loans that are impossible to pay back, so they own the population in perpetuity. A strange analogy, but I was reading about cities that were built. New York was built as a pirate city, as a wrecking city. How many of you knew that? You want to comment, Michael Rivero?
Yeah, it's very much a case. I mean, when Hurricane Katrina destroyed New Orleans, and, you know, I think certainly, some of the impoverished wards, may have been, deliberately allowed to be destroyed, because the first thing that happened, you know, even while FEMA waited for 5 days to start feeding people, the military recruiters were in there day one, you know, offering guys who'd lost their homes, you know, here's a job and here's money and you can keep on eating just by signing up for the military. And of course, immediately there were all kinds of land speculators going there and buying up homes for pennies on the dollar and just acquiring whole neighborhoods.
And now the feds are saying they're going to steal whole neighborhoods by not letting it get built back up and put in casinos and hotels.
Yeah, very much. They're going to redevelop the whole area for tourism, and all of the people who used to live there, who owned their homes there, are basically stuck wherever they were moved to, whether it was Utah or Texas or Tennessee, and it's like the way Nero rebuilt Rome following the fires.
Michael, can you imagine being in the rooms? We know they had a 9/11 as an operational plan for years before, but actually giving the order to launch the attacks, these are some cold-blooded people.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, anytime I talk to somebody about 9/11 and they say, oh, the government would never do anything like that, of course I call attention to Operation Northwoods, which was a plan that was vetoed at the last second by President Kennedy to stage phony terror attacks to blame on Cuba to kick up support for a new invasion. And I also like to refer people to a book called Day of Deceit by Commander Robert B. Stinnett. And it is a study of the deception of Pearl Harbor. Not only did FDR know the Japanese were coming to attack Hawaii, he had goaded them into it by following an eight-step plan that was created by Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum.
That's right. Stay there. Stay there. Stay with us. We'll come back, finish up with your calls.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The Berkey.